Good morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We're so happy to have you with us today on All Saints Sunday. My name is the Reverend Hannah Scorer. I am the assistant curate here at St. James Westminster, and I will be leading the service of the word this morning. Our music is provided this morning by Victoria Piovison, Katie Clark, Jack Seislin, Paul Grambo, featuring special guests Celtic Shift, and as ever, our musical director, Stephen Hollowitz. We are joined this morning as well by John Gardy, our wonderful sound engineer, and I would invite you to check out our Sunday school videos that will be out this weekend as well. Now I would invite you to center yourself, quiet your heart, and prepare yourselves for worship. Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of 1 John. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So, we're talking about the Beatitudes. Now, you may or may not know that that's what this section of the Sermon on the Mount is called, but I'm sure most of us have heard those blessed bees in some sort of fashion, and we've probably got a good idea what we think about them. For the most part, I think there's a certain way we want to treat the beginning of Jesus' famous sermon. I mean, first of all, there's the obvious parallels with the going up of a mountain in order to issue out some instructions. What we're supposed to be seeing here is Moses, right? Who ascended to get the Ten Commandments and talk to God. So it's a fairly small leap, I think, that perhaps these blessings are supposed to be more instructive. You know, like a list of thou shalt or thou shalt not. Maybe some abominations and punishments thrown in there for flavor. Maybe it's supposed to be law-like. That's what we want to equate this with. That's what the Moses parallel invites us into. The Beatitudes as an instructional manual. Be humble, be meek, and you will eventually receive reward. Be the peacemaker, and take your beatings with gratitude. Now, I do understand that at times Jesus' words are meant to be instructions for us, but I just don't know that it's helpful to turn this passage into that kind of thing, because I think that this can get really, really dangerous. See, I think there's some things to unpack here, because I think, like most of the time, we're looking to the Gospels to just be one thing, straightforward, instructional, black and white, to be very didactic, like a lesson. And it just isn't. The Gospel is meant to be charismatic, which is just a fancy theological way of saying that it's not meant to give you a list of to-dos. It's meant to speak to your heart, directly to your heart. It's meant to proclaim the good news. And what in this, then, is the good news? I mean, we could do the regular thing and say that the good news is that Jesus is telling us how to live a righteous life. And I think all too often, that rhetoric is used to protect the empire system that we've created. And this is where it's going to get dangerous. Be humble and grateful, we tell the marginalized and impoverished. This is making you blessed. You are made holy in your suffering. We are doing you a favor. Be happy with your lot in life, because maybe one day, if you're good enough, God will bless you after you die, of course, because the kingdom of heaven is just that, it's in heaven. There's this interesting theory put out by Hannah Arendt about totalitarianism. Hannah Arendt is a Jewish political philosopher who was in Europe during the Holocaust. And she writes about how nations create the scenario for things like the Shoah, the Holocaust. And she says that a totalitarian dictator, a builder of empire, has a specific rhetoric that they use. They tell lies. That's obvious. They say things that aren't true, right? But they're very specific lies, like Jews are cockroaches and should be exterminated, or immigrants are criminals. They aren't speaking about the reality of our situation, and so their detractors will try to argue with them on facts. They will fact-check them. But here's the thing. They're not interested in facts. They are not telling you what the reality of the situation is. They are telling you what they are going to do. They are manifesting the reality that they want. It is not immigrants are criminals. It is immigrants will be treated as criminals. Now, I bring this up because I think what Jesus is doing here is essentially an inversion of this. Jesus is talking in kingdom language. He is talking kingdom concepts to us. He is speaking out against an empire, and he is manifesting a new reality. One that he embodies himself. This is what he says. The one who empties themselves of power will find the strength of the cross for loving transformation and be blessed. The one who pursues justice and right relationship will build what they seek, and that will be blessed. The one who has perfect trust, a purity of the soul, will see their creator in creation because they believe in his real presence. And that is a blessing. The one who fights for peace will make the entire world their family and their protectors. And that is blessed. These are not an instruction manual. They're a promise. They're a daring act of protest against the current order. And on All Saints' Day, as we are celebrating this morning, it gives testimony to all the people who have passed away this year, to all the people who have had the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the will to live out this kingdom, this new world. The kingdom Jesus proclaims to us is a new way of seeing. It's a new way of naming. It's a new way of being. He sweeps aside the empire when he declares the blessings of God, and he invites us into a new reality. One that all the saints, all our beloved brothers and sisters in Christ have pledged their allegiance to, have worked to manifest. And so, my dear friends in Christ, this morning, this is our invitation to be blessed, to be seen, to work hard for a better tomorrow, to know the pain and joy of a life lived fully, to dream big God-sized dreams, and to participate in the realization of a glorious new life. Amen. Now I invite you to join me as we make an affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Knowing our dependence on God in all things, let us pray to him now. Glorious God, as we celebrate the lives of those church members who have shone with the brightness of your love, we offer you ourselves and our lives in fresh commitment and conscious awareness of our need for you in this parish and as individual Christians. Just as I am, I come. Powerful God, may your kingdom of love and peace be established in this world and grow. We pray for both the influential and the ignored, both the popular and the disliked, both the ambitious and the vulnerable. Teach us all your ways and your values. Just as I am, I come. Loving God, we call to mind our families and friends, neighbors and colleagues, thanking you for all the loving care and forgiveness, and asking your light to shine in all areas of hurt and misunderstanding. Just as I am, I come. Healing God, we bring to you those whose lives are darkened by pain, fear, or weariness. Come to our aid. Help us to bear what must be carried, and take from us all resentment and bitterness, replacing it with the abundance of peace. Just as I am, I come. Eternal God, we thank you for all the saints, those recognized by the church and those known only to a few, and to you. We praise you for their example and rejoice that they live in your heaven with every tear wiped away. In your mercy, may all who have died in your friendship know your lasting peace. Just as I am, I come. Gracious God, you can take us as we are and transform us by your life in us. Clear our lives of all that is not of you, so that we let your goodness shine through the colors of our personalities and gifts you have given us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Yeah.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.